Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Sorry, I'm grabbing my envelope opener.
Hey,
here
now.
Here we go. Hey, Candace, how are you?
Good, how are you? I
was trying to find it. It was buried. We're doing good, doing good. What you got planned today? What's on the agenda? You working? You taking the day off? You playing hooky? What's up?
No, I'm at work right now.
All right. What kind of work do you do?
I'm at a surgery center.
Well, that's pretty important work, I'd say.
Yeah.
We're not keeping you from a patient, are we? You're not, performing surgery, are you?
No, we're pretty slow right now.
Okay. Because, you know, we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
That guy, what was he doing? He was performing some kind of
surgery. He called into his appointment for a speeding ticket. And remember the judge,
it was a court appearance.
Yeah, the judge was like, this is inappropriate and we're going to let you go.
Right. Mm. No, that's funny.
That would be frowned upon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Candace. We're going to open up this envelope.
You are just, I get worried sometimes when Jeff is... So, for the visual, he
feel like
has,
I play a little fast and loose with the envelope opener.
Thank God you wear glasses, because you go straight up towards your eye.
It's for dramatic effect.
Jeez. Do you have any appointments open for eyeball replacement later?
No.
Yeah, what kind of surgery do you do?
Urology.
Oh, All right. Well.
Yikes. We all were like, okay.
Two of us just.
Yeah, moving on.
Never mind.
That's great. Yeah. Anyway.
Good for you,
Kenan.
Right,
well,
all
let's
right,
get back to
letter.
The game now. No, it's very important. We're thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The letter Q. Today it's the letter Q. I know that's a tough letter,
dang. But
we're giving you an extra 10 seconds.
Quail.
It always reminds me of that movie, White Man Can't Jump, when she talks about all of the foods or all of the things that start with the letter Q.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like quince.
Oh, yeah.
Qualifications.
Quail.
Quinoa.
Quinoa, yeah.
Q102.
Quibble.
Quibble.
What is that?
Well, stop quibbling.
Okay.
All right.
Quarreling. Quickly. I'm
questionable.
Sure there are others. Questionable, right. Question mark.
Are there any countries that start with Q?
I'm sure there are.
Qatar.
Oh.
There you go.
Dang, Jeff. Maybe you should play.
Right.
How about that? Quebec.
QuickBooks.
Queensland.
All right. Well, that's a lot of words.
Right. Quaker Oats.
Let's play.
All just right. Brainstorming here. Throwing out some answers. Feel free to use any of them or not. Let's see. Putting 30 seconds on the clock over here. Whenever you're ready. The thing in the letter Q. 40 seconds you got.
All right, okay. Candace. Here we go. Something you would spend your tax return on.
Pass.
A zoo animal.
Quail.
A color.
Pass.
An app on your phone.
Pass.
A grain.
Pass.
A liquid.
Pass.
A game.
Quidditch.
Pass.
A seafood.
Oh, pass.
A tourist attraction.
Oh, goodness. Pass.
A math term.
Quadrilateral.
Something you would spend your tax return on.
Quibbage.
No.
I'm trying to help you a little.
Terrible.
Clearly, we're not going to win.
You poor thing.
Would you have accepted as a tourist attraction the Qatar Tower? I don't even know if it exists.
Sure. Or she could have said Queensland, Australia, or Quebec as a tourist attraction.
Quebec.
That would have worked.
Yeah.
We tried to help you with quinoa earlier when we mentioned that when he brought up the grain.
I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
Or Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats.
Yeah.
I know.
That's all right, Candace. Yeah. That was a hard one.
That was a very hard one.
Sorry, Candace. Good luck scheduling those surgeries today, though.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Keep trying. Hope for a better letter next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
It's 8:29 with Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, we got some rain, some light rain, possibly some thunder developing late this morning or early this afternoon. High right around 70. So a little milder, but it was actually warmer this morning, I think, mm-hmm. than it's been any morning this year so far. It was 67 when I woke up. Right now it's 65 at Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, what is an adult problem that no one prepared you for as a kid? Because earlier we were talking about like...
Hemorrhoids?
Yeah, hemorrhoids and stuff.
Jeff and I had so many questions about hemorrhoids.
Also, what is something you used to do that a teenager today wouldn't be able to understand? Something you used to do that a teenager today wouldn't be able to understand. I just happened to see on Reddit that people are sharing things they used to do that teenagers today would not be able to understand. What is something you used to do that a teenager today would not be able to understand? I'll give you some examples. Some of the great ones we saw. Some of the better ones we saw. Recording songs off the radio using a tape recorder.
I used to do that. Yep. My sister and I did it at this for this very radio station.
Did you do it on a boombox like
yep,
I did?
We did. Well, we actually, I can't remember what Christmas it was, but my parents got us one of those like pastel boomboxes that I think a lot of kids had in like the 80s and 90s. It was like either purple or mint green or yellow or pink. And it was like, I don't know, about a couple foot long or whatever. And we would listen to the weekly top 40. And
I'm Casey Kasem.
Yes, on Sunday mornings. And then we would be like, oh, we know what number one's going to be. And we would always record it. And we would try to like rewind and record so that it was like back-to-back songs and we wouldn't get any commercials.
Oh, cool.
And we, you know, it's like a big DJ thing to like talk up the song until they start singing. We hated when people did that because we didn't get the beginning.
Because you want to hear the beginning without the talking.
Without
right?
the talking, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that too. So, you know, when I was really young, like before I was a teenager, I had a paper. I mean, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, I think. I had this paper route. And it was great because I would use that money to buy vinyl singles or an album or something. But then, like, when boomboxes started becoming all the rage, everybody had a boombox. Mm-hmm. And they were great because you could get like a Sony or a Panasonic boombox that you could carry around. It was portable. It took like mad D-sized batteries, like 12 D-sized batteries or something, but you could carry it anywhere. And, you know, you could blast these things. And, I mean, they had a great sound. They were high quality. They all had a cassette deck. And so you could turn the radio on. You could hit record when your favorite song came on. Then you'd never have to buy the album or CD if you didn't want to. If you didn't mind having to listen to the radio jingles or, like you said, the DJ talking up the song. But as a radio guy, this was fun for me. Because I would geek out over the jingles, too, in addition to the songs. Hey.
Cincinnati's number one hit music station.
I love that.
Q102.
Oh, yes. Remember when Q102 used to sound like that? I'm Casey Kasem. So recording songs on the radio using a tape recorder. Teenagers would be like, what?
What is that?
I have mine. I was just telling you guys, I saw this on TikTok that was like... like, what sound can you play that your teenager will have no idea what this is? And this one mom did, like, a fax machine. You know what it used to sound like? Where it would come on, it would, like, dial, and then it would be like...
Right.
And this daughter looked mortified. Like, it was the worst sound she had ever heard in her life.
Yeah.
But trying to even explain a fax. I mean, how would you... Like, there was this big phone-looking, like, thing... that also could go as a copy machine or a printer.
They're still around. You go to like the UPS store, like a FedEx, and they got them there too if you need to fax something. Every once in a while.
You'll have to fax a paper?
Yeah.
But I just remember like you would put the paper in the top and you had to dial like the number.
Right.
But it wasn't, and then the paper would come out the bottom, but it would send the image.
The scan of it.
Yeah. To their fax, which would print on the other end.
So it's kind of like using a scanner. It scans the paper. It rolls through. It kind of spits it out. And then, you know, it rings up someone else's fax machine, depending on who you dialed. And it would be like, you know, your copy machine, your printer all of a sudden going off on its own because it just received a fax from your friend or...
Or your
business associate or whoever,
right? Yeah.
I just appreciate the people that practice safe fax And put a cover letter.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. Remember?
The cover letter.
You had to write a cover and you would say, like,
biggest waste of paper.
You had to write how many pages were coming through,
to
though.
To Joyce from Barb.
Yeah.
Six pages.
Yeah. You would have to write that at the bottom, but it made this really awful noise.
Spending 15 minutes untwisting a phone cord. Yes.
We still do that here. We have one of those old school phones with a cord.
With a cord.
Yeah.
What is something you used to do as a teenager today? What is something you used to do that a teenager today wouldn't be able to understand? I used to do this all the time. Cleaning the mouse ball. Cleaning the mouse ball because it would get filthy.
Oh, yeah. Now it's just like this little digital light thing.
Right.
Oh.
And even that feels a little antiquated to me, too, but we still use them. But, yeah, so anytime, like, if your mouse would stop, and the reason you would do that is because your mouse
wouldn't move.
It wouldn't be as smooth. It would start to get glitchy. And so what you would do is you would open up the bottom of it, take out that mouse ball, and the inside of it would be filthy with, like, dust and caked on, who knows what, dead skin cells.
Ew.
And you'd have to clean it out to get that mouse working again.
I think Joe, our production guy, I think he still has a mouse ball on his mouse.
An old-fashioned mouse ball.
I forgot about that.
Calling a phone number and having to ask if the person was there. We still do that on Second Date Update.
Yeah. Hello? Is this Jeff?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming. I don't know.
I was showing a house the other day, and in the hallway was an attic fan, and I hadn't seen one of those in forever, and I had to explain it to my clients. They're like, what kind of fan is that? I was like, well, this is a fan before there was air conditioning. You would open your windows up at night and flip the attic fan on, and it would suck all the cold air from outside into the house and then out through the attic and cool the house down in like 4 minutes.
There you go.
But
I never lived anywhere that had one of those, but that's interesting.
But that's something that I would put on there, something as a teenager. We didn't have air conditioning growing up.
Did you have an attic fan?
We had an attic
fan. Did you too, Jeff?
Not that I recall. We had a vent, but not a fan. Something you used to do that a teenager today would not be able to understand. Saying, I got to get off the phone so someone in the house can use the internet.
Oh, yeah. Also, I got to get off the phone because we don't have call waiting and my grandma's supposed to call at 8.
Man, you have been around for a while.
Ancient.
Damn. Were you old enough to remember how you could call a phone number to get the correct time?
The time is...
Yeah, at the tone, the time will be...
Why would you call to get the time? Why wouldn't you just...
Because, like, if you lost power and your clocks weren't working or whatever, and you weren't...
Because now we just look at our phone. It always has the time on there.
Yeah. So back in the day, you couldn't do that. And so if you lost power, your clocks weren't working for whatever reason... There was a number you could call with Cincinnati Bell, and it would say, at the tone, the time will be.
I do know, like, when you go into the airport, they do that still. It comes on, like, when you're at CVG, it'll go, bing.
Right.
The local time is 8 a.m.
Let's see. Something you used to do that a teenager today wouldn't be able to understand. Loving the smell of mimeograph papers. So mimeograph papers, you'd get them in school. I'm the oldest one in the room here, so I would remember these. But
my mom had one for her school. You put the ink in this thing, and then you'd crank it, a hand crank, and it would print off.
Yeah, think of it as like
worksheets.
Think of it as like a hand cranked copy machine.
Yeah,
where you would take like this carbon paper, so you'd type something out or write something out on multi-layered carbon paper, and then you know you'd kind of like load this little crank machine with paper and then you kind of roll it. And
what did it smell like though? I've never heard of this.
Kind of like markers sort of, but the print would be like blue instead of black.
You and I are the same age. It was probably in the teacher's lounge.
I never got to go in there.
They would, but you probably used a ditto. Remember teachers used to say, who got to pass the dittos out?
Pass the ditto. Yeah. I don't remember that at all. Like these other things, I'm like, but that one, I don't know.
Yeah, like your tests or your quizzes, it would come instead of like a Xerox machine. and the print was black and white, it would be blue, and it would just have a certain smell to it.
So this is kind of before the copy machine came out?
Yeah, because like every teacher needed to use something like this, and so most of them had like one of their own in their room that they could just run off their own copy. So they would type up the quiz or whatever, and then they would just run it on the mimeograph machine and make the copy.
What about film strips?
Yeah.
Is that on the list?
It's not, but that's a good one.
Yeah. Like, instead I don't of think people would understand what that is.
Instead of watching a video or a kind of like a slideshow, but
put that cassette in and it would be like,
but yes, yeah, and it was legit. It. If you got picked to be the film strip turner,
and I did often, because
of
I volunteered.
You did.
I'm the AV guy.
I'm going to work the audio visual equipment. Please, please.
No one else is going to do it right. But and I would get pissed if I wasn't picked and the other guy wasn't doing it right. I'd be like, come on, man. This is what happens.
Yeah. And they always pick Jeff. He's such a favorite. Yeah.
Stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. You said it to a teenager today. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just use your GPS?
Let's pull up your map. Ugh. Or even using that thing. When
trip tick?
Yes. Yeah. I remember that was an exciting thing when we would go on trips. We would go to AAA and we would get our little printout. And, you know, somebody would be in charge of being the navigator in the car, and you would get to flip a page.
Hey, we're taking a road trip to Florida. We want to make sure we don't get lost, and we want the most efficient direct route possible with all the alerts that we need to know about construction and where the speed traps are and stuff, and that's what AAA would do. They'll still do it for you now, I think, if you ask them to. Is they'll make you a trip tick, and it's just like a bunch of little map portions that are bound together. You kind of flip them as you go. Super old school, but kind of fun. Turning to channel 3 to play a video game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to explain that. It goes back so far.
Still don't understand it. And I don't understand why we did most of these. I don't even understand it.
Well, watching the Scrambled Playboy channel, any guy over the age of 45 will probably be able to explain that to you.
I don't know anything about that, Jeff.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.